Good evening, good evening, good evening.
This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. And everywhere I go, I meet children who are just absolutely fantastic. They're filled with joy and filled with peace and filled with power. And some of them are sort of inventors. I was looking at Peter the other day, and I said, "Peter, what are you doing?" And Peter said, "Oh, hi, Mr. Candle. How are you doing? I didn't realize you were there." "But I'm always here, Peter. You know that. Sometimes you have me lit and sometimes you don't, but I'm always here. I'm everywhere." "Well, Mr. Candle, what I'm doing, I am fixing myself a snack." "Well, Peter, what kind of a snack are you fixing for yourself?" "Well, Mommy likes me to have very healthy snacks and very good things to eat, and she's always put out food for me, and she has the bread out here, and she has all the things that I might like. But Mommy forgets sometimes. She forgets that I like to be a little bit creative." "Peter, at 7 years old, you like to be creative?" "Yes, Mr. Candle, I do. I do." Mommy's next door. She's talking with her friends over there, and they're trying to decide what kind of flowers they're going to put in their garden, and they thought if they both bought flowers, then they could buy a lot of them and just have lots of fun. "But I am having a sandwich." "Well, what kind of a sandwich are you having, Peter?" "Well, the kind of sandwich I'm having, Mr. Candle, is a sandwich that is a special one for me. Now, watch." So Peter began to build his sandwich. And he stood up there on the stool by the counter, and he reached all the things there. First, he had gone to the refrigerator and brought out the sliced ham, and he brought out the carrots, and he brought out the celery, and he brought out the lettuce, he brought out the jelly, brought out three kinds of jelly, and he brought out all sorts of other stuff too. Well, Peter began to build, and I noticed that first he put down butter, and he laid it on both sides of the bread. And then he put peanut butter on top of that. When the peanut butter is about a quarter of an inch thick across the entire piece of bread on the top and across the entire piece of bread on the bottom. And then he laid on a piece of sliced ham. And he put a pickle on top of that. Then he put some lettuce on top of that. And then he sliced some carrots. Actually, they were already sliced. He took them out of a bowl and Mother had already sliced them. She's going to make a salad for supper. And then he took some jelly and he spread it on top of that so it would be a nice paste together, you know. And he put all sorts of other stuff on there. And then he put the two pieces of bread together. And I said, "Peter, Peter, Peter, how are you ever going to get that in your mouth? Your mouth isn't even partly that big. How are you going to do that?" And Peter said, "Well, I just will sort of nibble as I go, and I'll hold it. But first, Mr. Candle, I take this knife. It looks dull, doesn't it? But I know how to make it work. And I push it down hard, and I cut into the bread, and I cut it in half." Mommy always does that. She cuts the sandwich in half. She says, "It's much easier to handle it." And so I cut this bread in half. "And now, Mr. Candle, now, watch what a good sandwich day. Mr. Candle, would you like some candy or some of this sandwich too?" "Thank you, Peter. I don't need anything right now, but thank you very much. Wow. Gee, this is so good." And Peter was munching away and chum, 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 yum, chum, chum, chum. And pretty soon, half the sandwich was gone. "Peter, you sure are hungry. Aren't you going to spoil your supper by eating this great big sandwich just before supper time?" "Nah." So Peter sat there and he was munching away. And then his friend Joey came in, and Joey says, "Peter, what are you doing?" And Peter says, "I'm having a Dagwood sandwich, a great big old sandwich. My daddy used to say he had Dagwood sandwiches too when he was a kid. And so I'm having a Dagwood sandwich. Well, it looks like a submarine to me." And Joey said, "Mom takes us down to the sub shop and we buy submarines like that. Sometimes they're a foot long, sometimes bigger than that even. And wonderful bread that they're made of. Wow! But yours looks good too, Joey." Joey said to Peter, "Yours looks good too." And Peter says, "Oh boy, oh boy. There's a little bit left if you'd like a mouthful or two." "Oh, I would. And so he cut off the end of his last piece of bread and he gave it to Joey, and Joey ate it. "Oh, Peter, you make the greatest sandwiches. You make the most wonderful sandwiches. Joey, Peter, you should go to work at the submarine."
Yeah.
Peter said, "But it sure tastes good." And Joey says, yeah, I could eat some more. And Joey says, "Well, I tell you what, let's make another sandwich, and I'll eat the part that you ate of mine, and you can have all the rest."
"Okay."
So Peter proceeded to make another sandwich, just like the first one, with even some extra things added into it. And then he cut off the little end of it, and he ate that himself, and he gave the rest of it to Joey, so that Joey would have a nice big sandwich too. And after they finished eating their sandwich, they went out of the kitchen, and Joey says, "You're not going to leave all that stuff all over, are you?" "What do you mean?" "Well, you got to put that stuff back in the refrigerator. Your mommy may not be in for a little while, and the stuff's supposed to be in the refrigerator. You know, lettuce is always supposed to be in the refrigerator, and pickles are always supposed to be in the refrigerator, and jelly is always supposed to be in the refrigerator. You know, the ham that's supposed to be in the refrigerator." "What do you mean, Joey?" "Well, at my house, mommy always says, when you take something out, you put it away. When you make a mess, you clean it up. And then everybody is happy."
"Well, Joey, my mommy never said that."
"Well, maybe your mommy would like it, though, if you did that, wouldn't she? Don't you think she might like it?"
"Well, maybe, yeah, I guess so."
"Well, come on, I'll help you." So Joey and Peter cleaned up the kitchen and put everything away in the refrigerator that Peter had taken out, and the kitchen looks spick and span. And then Joey says, "You know, Peter, you're kind of a messy guy. Look what you did all over the floor here." And Peter said, So what? "Well, in my house, mommy says, this house belongs to all of us, and we all want to take care of it. It's daddy's house, and my house, and mommy's house, and my sister's house. And we always give her a hand to keep it at night." "Oh," Peter said, "I don't want to bother with that." And Joey says, "It's not a bother. It's fun when you know that everybody is doing their part." "Well, I guess. My dad never cleans up after himself. Mom always comes in and says, wow, what a mess." "Well, why don't you surprise your mommy and have a nice clean kitchen for her? When she comes in here, she'll not even realize that you had made a sandwich for yourself. Not that you're hiding it, but that you left everything so nice." "Gee, Joey, you're nice. Your mom must like you." "Well, we all do that at our house." "Well, I think I'll start doing that at our house. And why not? Hey, Joey, give me a hand, will you?"
"Sure, Peter."
And the two of them swept the kitchen floor and put all the little crumbs into the wastebasket. And the kitchen looked just wonderful. And Joey says, "Come on, Peter. I know what we can do. It's almost an hour before supper, and I'm still hungry. Let's go over to my house. I think maybe we can find some candy in the cupboard there, too."
"Oh, Joey, that's a good idea."
"Okay." And the two of the boys went outside to go to Joey's house to have a treat. Oh, boys and girls, there comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his pixie dust all set to sprinkle all over the boys and girls all over the world. all of the boys and girls who just love to do nice things and learn good habits as they're growing up. Peter is fortunate to have a friend like Joey, isn't he? And Joey's fortunate to have a friend like Peter. But both of them don't judge the others. They just say what they'd like to do in their life. Well, boys and girls, have a happy night and snuggle in there. Grab your mommy and daddy and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And slide between the covers there and take your teddy bear and say, good night. And the pixie dust of Mr. Sandman is going to put you to sleep and send you off into the wonderful dreamland. So until I see you next time, boys and girls, this is Mr. Candle saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.